There's so much here to cover. I keep thinking, you know, yeah, it's a small topic. Cover. Cover, that's right.
We're going. We're a full swing.
Yeah, there's so much to cover. I want to get to it all. At the same time, I don't want to drag it out too long. So we'll figure it all out. Okay, so last week we started with Hatmana, and last week we introduced the two basic schools of thought with regard to Hatmana. A few basic terminologies to get down pat. Hatmana means insulating food. It means to wrap food, to take food, be either before Shabbos or the discussion could be on Shabbos, and you wrap it up because you want to maintain the temperature. So you're insulating it for the sake of maintaining or maybe even increasing the temperature. So like this, it stays warm for you. So we're going to discuss what the halachas before Shabbos are, what the halachas are on Shabbos, and one of the variables which are very important is what are you wrapping it with? And we introduced the concept of davar hamosif hevel, davar shen mosif hevel, that there are two possible ways of wrapping something, either with davar hamosif hevel, something which generates heat and something which doesn't generate heat. It just keeps the status quo like a towel. And we explained the concept of davar hamosif hevel is not, obviously you could have a davar hamosif hevel which refers to, you know, actual coals, something which is actually hot, there's fire in it and it's actually burning. But there are things, such as some of the things that we'll see listed, that we saw listed in the Mishnah, like zephes, or gefes. Gefes is something which is, you know, it's sediment, it's leftover pieces of olives, and why should that generate heat? It's not, there's no heat source. So we explained that the way it works is that as these things start to decompose, there is, again, it doesn't get hot, you're not going to cook something with it, but as they start to decompose, as they start to get a bit rotten, what happens is they generate a bit of heat. So you take a lot of it together, so those things all together will generate heat. It's advantageous to food that's hot. You know, take an example, a pot of soup. That's the classic example of something that you're going to do Hatmana for. You have a pot of soup, and you don't want to keep a fire on a whole Shabbos, so you'll boil it up right before Shabbos, and you want to wrap it. So wrapping it in a towel would be wrapping it bedavarsh animos of heavy, wrapping it with something which doesn't actually increase heat, it just helps hold on to whatever's inside the pot. And then there's another idea of wrapping with something which actually increases the heat, and that's davarsh animos of heavy. Now we saw that there was the opinion of Rashi, we saw the opinion of the Ran, we saw the opinion of the Rambam, and the Rif. We're going to leave the opinion of the Rambam and the Rif off of the table for today because and I wanted to bring it up last week. We spent almost a whole shiur on it last week. It's complicated. It really introduces a lot of questions, and the fact of the matter is that those the opinion of the Rambam and the Rif, as much as it was very interesting last week to discuss it in theory, it doesn't come in La Halacha, but the opinion of Rashi is as follows, that there are three time periods that we discuss when it comes to Hatmana. There's Erev Shabbos, there's Ben Hashmashas, which is between Shki and Tzitzik HaChavim, and then there is the period of time after Tzitzik HaChavim until the end of Shabbos, which is on Shabbos. Before Shabbos, the halacha is you're allowed to wrap a davar she'ena ma'asav hevel, but you cannot wrap a davar ha'ma'asav hevel. You're not allowed to wrap something, even Erev Shabbos, which is going to be completely concealed with something which generates more heat. That's the halacha across the board. On Shabbos itself, of course you can't wrap a davar ha'ma'asav hevel. You can't even wrap a davar she'ena ma'asav hevel. You can't even wrap with something which is just keeps the status quo like a towel. During Ben Hashmashas, even though halachically it's Shabbos, we're not allowed to do any halacha. Still, the halacha is you're allowed to do hatmana b'davarish enim esef hevel. The explanation for this is as follows. Gemara asks this kasha. Gemara wants to know what's the difference. Why is it the Ben Hashmashas? We find, you know, if you think about it, it's a time we all consider it to be Shabbos. We're in shul, we're already there, and it's after shkia, it's after candlelighting, and we don't do any halacha. You definitely won't do any malacha after shkia. So why is it that when it comes to this, to wrapping the pots, we say it's fine, you can wrap a pot. If it's asr, it's asr. And then just as a side note, why is it asr? What's the problem with wrapping a pot? What could possibly be the issue of taking a hot pot and wrapping it? So the Gemara says maybe you're going to come to boil up the pot. The way we explained that was that if you're going to come to your pot and see that it's cold, you're expecting your pot to be hot and it's cold. So you know, you'll be flustered, and in the moment, you're just so disappointed and shocked by the fact that your food is not hot. So then you're going to come to heat it up. What's the problem of heating it up? So according to Rashi, again, we can't get into all the nuances of this discussion. According to Rashi, the problem is you're going to cook, You can have something which is cold, you're going to cook. There could be a problem of cooking. And according to the way the Rosh explains it, is if it's not a problem of cooking, because we're talking about something which is already cooked, there's no issue of cooking it. And we've discussed this previously as well, the halach of Eim Bishal Achar Bishal. According to the Rosh, the problem is that you're going to light a fire. You're going to make the fire bigger, which is a problem of Havara. But ultimately, this exerimid Rabbanah, you can't wrap things on Shabbos. The problem is that you were worried a person will find that his pot is cold. He finds his pot is cold, and we're nervous that in the moment he's going to do something, and he's going to violate Shabbos. Therefore, you can't wrap pots on Shabbos. During Ben Hashmashas, we're not worried about this. Why are we not worried about it? Because if you think about it, it's just not such a big chashash that he'll find this pot is going to be cold, because it was cooking all Erev Shabbos. He took it off right before Shabbos came in. So it's just not realistic to believe he's going to come to his pot and see it's going to be cold. It won't be cold. That's the way the Gemara explains it. That's the way Rashi explains it. That's the way we paskin. So again, those three periods of time, Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to wrap a pot. However, only with Davar She'eino Ma'aseh Hevel. On Shabbos, you can't wrap a pot at all. Why? Maybe you find your pot is cold and you'll reheat it. During Ben Hashmashas, the period of time between Shkiyas HaChama and Tzeis HaKechavim, which lasts for approximately a half an hour, during that period of time, you're allowed to wrap a pot with B'davar She'eino Ma'aseh Hevel. You're allowed to wrap a pot with something that does not increase the heat. That was what we covered last week, sources 1 through. Yes?
What if you wrap it right before Shabbos? You're serving soup. You open it up, you serve soup, you close the lid, and you want to
Rewrap it.
Okay,
very good point. We'll get to that. The halacha is you're allowed to do that.
Really?
Yes. If you wrapped it from before Shabbos, the Mishnah says, kiseo v'niskala. If you wrapped it and it got opened up, you're allowed to rewrap it. We will get to that. It's one of the topics that we're going to touch.
Cool.
I believe we left off. We'll try to discuss. We'll try to discuss all these cases. What I'm going to try to do, and I know it keeps getting pushed off, and I mention this every single week, is that I really would like to cover all the source work to get all the material that we need to know, all the information, and then I'm going to dedicate a week to just going through all the cases. Right now, over the last number of weeks, we've been going through a lot of information to help us understand all the different nuances of keeping food hot on Shabbos, whether you're leaving it there from before Shabbos, you're returning a pot to the flame, something you want to take out of the refrigerator and put on the flame. Now we're discussing wrapping foods. I think it will be very beneficial for us to get all the information down. I just will have it all stored someplace. And 1 week, we'll just spend the entire shiur just going through practical questions of what the halacha is going to be in every single case. And I think it would be wise, if anybody has any suggestions or questions that you want to clarify, we'll submit those questions, and I'll go through them just 1 week to... We'll take every one of these sources and we'll say, you know, this case we'll apply the Rambam, in this case we'll apply the Mishnah Berurah, in this case we'll apply the Chazon Ish, whatever it is, like this, we'll be able to see how it all comes together. But for now, I think we should still try to focus on getting the basics down of what Hatmana is. Like this. Source number 9 is really where everything we just said wraps up. It's the Shulchan Aruch. It's in Siman Reish Zayin Sif Aleph. This is the Siman Shulchan Aruch which discusses the halachas of Hatmana. Source number 9, the Shulchan Aruch says as follows: Ein taimnim b'Shabbos. Person cannot wrap something on Shabbos. I feel b'davar she'eino ma'aseh hevel. Even with something which is not ma'aseh hevel, just a towel. Can't take a towel and wrap food on Shabbos. Aval b'safek hashecha. The period of time where it's Sabbat Chashaycha, i.e. Ben Hashmashas, the halacha is time nebay, you can wrap with something which is Ein Emos of Hevel. The Ein time of Davar HaMos of Hevel, I feel nebay diyam. You cannot wrap food in a Davar HaMos of Hevel, even while it is still Erev Shabbos. Vim Hitvin, let's stop there. We'll stop there. We'll discuss the halachas of B'diyavad another time, because once we get into halachas of B'diyavad, we open up a whole new topic of discussion. I think maybe one of the future sugyas we'll discuss is what happens if someone's mechalel Shabbos by mistake, and we'll see all the differentiations there of drabanan, shogeg, mezid, which cases are going to be more machmir, which cases are more mekel. Shehiyah has its own halachas, Hatman has its own halachas. We'll cover all that. Now, there's a few points the next subject I want to move on to is what type of foods are subject to the halachas of Hatmana. When we learned the halachas of Shehiyah, one of the variables that we dealt with. Is anybody else hot?
I turned it up to 69.
Do you want it to be 69? So let's just maybe just bring it down a drop.
Turn it all off all the way.
I mean, it's at 66 now, but...
Maybe I'm just getting the... Talking about Moshe Pevel over here. How's that one?
Well, now we're back on track.
Yeah, so when we learned the halachas of... turned out with the halachas of Shia, one of the variables that we discussed, which was a very important point, was what does the food look like? We discussed the concept of Meichel Ben Drusai, the food started to cook, it's not all the way cooked, but it's theoretically edible. A term which we haven't really used, which is called Bashel Walai Bashel. It means it started to cook, but it's really not considered cooked. It's like it's cooked, but it's not cooked. That is usually the worst level of cooked, because it's not raw. We discussed halachas are when something's raw, we're not worried about a chita b'gachol. We're not worried about a person raising the flame, because when a person puts a raw piece of meat on the fire right before Shabbos, he's indicating he doesn't want to eat it for a while. So we're not worried about a guy raising the flame for that. So being raw is very good. Being fully cooked is also very good. Being cooked Meichel Ben Drusai was pretty good. We saw this machlokes about that. And then Bashel Loi Bashel is where it started to cook, but it didn't even reach the point of Meichel Ben Drusai. That's where we had all kinds of problems with Shehiyah. How about Hatmana? How come we didn't see that the Mishnah mentions anything about what type of food it is? So, Tosfos in the beginning of Bamatimdin, Dafim Zayin Amud Beis.
Say it has to be hot already, though.
So yeah, it could be hot. You could have something which is pretty hot. But I mean, put it this way: you have a pot of chicken soup, yeah. or it's turning into a pot of chicken soup. So you boiled up the water; it's boiling hot. Now you stick a piece of chicken in there. Now it's right before Shabbos. So the piece of chicken is barely, it's nothing. It's really barely cooked. You leave it there for 5 minutes, so it started cooking, but it's not really going to get to the point of Meichel Ben Drusai. So is that good? Is that bad? Could you avoid the whole problem of Atmana? Since we discussed the problem of Atmana is that you're going to do Chita B'Gachalim, at least according to the Rush. Maybe we could avoid the whole problem of Atmana by having something which is completely raw. Or maybe if it's totally cooked, it's fine. So Tosfos addresses this issue right at the beginning of the parak of B'Matayimnin. Dafim Zayinu M'Beiz and Dibra Maschel B'Matayimnin. He starts off with the following. Pirish HaRav Rabbeinu Yosef B'Shem Rabbeinu Shmuel. So he's recording the sheet of Rabbeinu Shmuel, the Rash. And he says to Mary B'Bashel V'Bashel. All these issues that we have of Atmana are talking about food which has started to cook. V'Loi Bashel didn't get to the point of really being cooked yet. Avakadera chaisa, ubashel, but if it's raw, or if it's 100% cooked, sharinu meperakama, it's mutter. In other words, says the Rash that when it comes to hatmana, the same thing applies to the halachas of hatmana as applies to the halachas of shehiyah. And just like when you want to leave food on the fire from before Shabbos to continue cooking, if it's raw, it's fine. If it's 100% cooked, it's fine. The same thing applies to the halachas of hatmana. And just know that piece of information. However, the Einir Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. We mentioned this last week, and the reason why we mentioned it was because Izzy asked us a question about the idea of chita b'gachalim, and the next part of Tosfos where it's underlined, he says, "V'nir Rabbeinu Tam." It seems to Rabbeinu Tam, "Sheyesh lechalik bein hashah latmana." There's a very big difference between hashah, which again refers to leaving a pot on top of a fire, to atmana, to something which is being wrapped. Devade lahashah is mutter. Certainly, for a person to leave a pot cooking on top of a fire would be mutter. Kishu Meichel Ben Drusai, after it reached that point in time where it's already edible to Ben Drusai. Why? Tosfos explains, "She'en chitu ma'at mayolai sharei megulahu v'shalat be'avira havatmana sh'oisun tzarach machar v'umutvun yeshlach Hashem yichata sh'ma'at chitu mayolai litvaschem." Says Rabbeinu Tam that there's a very big difference between shehiyah and hatmana. Hatmana, again, b'davar ha'maisav hevel, what you have here is, and let's just give an example again, the classic example of hatmana b'davar ha'maisav hevel is remetz. Remetz is something which is, it's basically scooped up from the bottom of the oven. It's coals with ash. So you'll wrap your pot in that. It won't be too hot, but it's very hot. Now, if you were to have an oven full of that stuff, so Tosfos explains, you have to really, really need to do the chitoy. In other words, your food has to be raw. It has to be really important for you to go ahead and stoke those coals because you're going to really have to have that fire coming up. However, if you don't really need it, in other words, if it's already edible, it's Meichel Ben Drusai, you're not going to do it. You know why? Because it's really going to help. You have a fire inside a pit. You have a pot sitting on top. There's a lot of air that's coming in there. So you're going to go ahead and mix those coals around to get a flame to go up. It's going to go up. It will raise the temperature a bit, but it's not going to do all that much. So therefore, we're only worried about it in the case where you really, really, really need it, i.e. the food's totally inedible. However, when it comes to hatmana, your food is completely surrounded without any air there. All the heat is really snug against the pot. So to go ahead and stoke those coals, all you need is a little bit of a mixture in that coals, and it raises the temperature, and it's a very significant change in the pot. So Taisa says the whole idea of comparing Shehiyah to Hatmana really is just not. You can't compare them. They're totally two separate discussions. And what we're worried about by Shehiyah and worried about by Hatmana may be the same thing, that you'll do something to raise the heat. However, our level of worry changes from Hatmana to Shehiyah. Because by Hatmana, a small stoking of a flame creates a significant raise in temperature. However, by Shehiyah, you have to really do a real significant mixing to get the temperature to be raised. So therefore, we're only worried in certain cases. Whereas when it comes to Hatmana, we're always worried. So that is the Machlekes Rishayinim. First of all, to get out of the way of what the halacha is with regard to the food. According to the Rash, if the food is edible or the food's completely raw, no problem. There's no problem with hatmana. According to Tosfos, according to Sar Rabbeinu Tam, it doesn't help you, and we're always going to be worried about it. What's the halacha? Source number 11 says, Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish and Zayin Sif Zayin, Kol Hecha Da Asrinan Hatmana, any time. Any case where hatmana would be aser, afilu b'kedera mivushalas called tzarchi asrinan. Even if the food is cooked 100%, asrinan, we're going to aser the hatmana. Afilu mitzdamik v'rali, even if the food's going to get bad. Clearly, in Shulchan Aruch, we're paskening like Rabbeinu Tam. We're paskening that the state of how well the food is cooked is not going to change the halacha of whether or not you're allowed to do the hatmana. Says the Rama, V'chein ikr, that's the halacha. The Rama is not arguing with the Mechaber. The Rama is agreeing with the psak of the Mechaber. So both for Ashkenazim and for Sfardim, you can't lechatchila go ahead and do atmana, b'davar ma'isav heva, with food, even if it's 100% cooked. However, he says as follows: V'yesh me'kilin v'oimrim t'koshu chai legamri. There is an opinion who compare the halachas of Shehiyah to the halachas of Atmana. There are those who say that just like by Shehiyah, if it's raw, or if it's 100% cooked, you can't do it. So the same thing will be true by Atmana. So now says the Rambam something very interesting. He says, I'm not going to go ahead and say, I'm not going to make a macha on it. At the end of the day, it's a legitimate opinion of the Rishayim. However, says the Rama, in a place where the minig is not to be samech on it, don't decide to introduce that opinion into your life unless you already have that minhag. So that's that. That takes care of that issue of the level of cookedness in the food.
According to the Rama, he's talking about something. It's a dover shemaisav hevel.
Yeah.
That you're allowed to
kol hecha dasrina. And the truth is, any case. In any case, again, the chash of hatmana v'davar she'ena ma'isav hevel is that you'll go ahead and you'll stoke the flame to heat up the pot.
But I thought Shehiyah had requirements. You had to have grufa ketuma, had to have a blech or something.
Well, it depends which opinion we're going with. According to the opinion that says, the opinion that we pass, according to the Rama, is that as long as it's in spashak ma'ach ben desai, no blech is needed. We're in machlek as chasnish and the bir alacha, exactly whether we should be noyeg like that l'maisa, but according to the Rama, we pass like the Yesh Ibrahim that in Simon Gimel Sif Aleph, that as long as the food is the Spashak Mech Ben Josai, you don't need to have a blech. So now, if that's the case, Maker, then the same thing should be true with regard to Hatmana. However, no, we're going to go with the Rabbeinu Tam, which says that the Chashash is different. So that's that. That's that issue. The next issue we're going to discuss is Habel Tzarech Machar. If you know your food is for tomorrow, you're not eating the food tonight. Maybe, if you're not eating your food tonight, we're not as worried. Because for tonight, you know, you have to have the food ready in time. Maybe for tomorrow, it's sitting there for a long time. Maybe the halacha would be that you could be meiko. Now, I forgot to underline this in the Shibbat Aleket. So just give me 1 second. Third line, last two words. V'dafka b'mashahu asid loich... Asid lecha balayla, ikil migzer beremet shemi yechata. Aval haatmana, shanu oisin and sarach machar, leka le migzer shemi yechata. Says the Shbodei Aleket, if you're doing hatmana, let's say you have your cholent pot, it was boiling hot before Shabbos, you're doing a very, very sophisticated hatmana to keep that pot hot until tomorrow, it's mutter. He goes on to a whole speech. The bottom line is, according to the Shmuel Aleket, if you are not planning to eat your food tonight, the halachas of Atmana are suspended. And therefore, you can do it. What's the halacha? Source number 13 says the Ramah. Yesh Aymrim. Dim shachach v'hitmin b'shege. Oh, 1 second. A little further, after the little parentheses where it says that guy is Mordechai. Yesh Aymrim. The calls that any asr elk shayis l'tzarech laila. There is an opinion. We know that that's the Shmuel Aleket. We just read it. He says it's only going to be a problem if you plan to eat that food tonight. Avok shematmin l'tzarech machar. If a person is wrapping the food with in mind to be eaten tomorrow, mutter l'hafim mibayd yom davar ha'maisav hevel. You're allowed to wrap from Erev Shabbos, even davar ha'maisav hevel. Now, says the Ramah, in the case of Dieved, you could rely on this. This is a very interesting geder, or the parameters of this halacha are very interesting. Says the Ramah, the Shmuel Aleket is a legitimate opinion. It makes sense. You're not planning on eating it. You're not planning on eating it today. So you're planning on leaving all the way till tomorrow. Chances are it will have enough time to sit there. You won't have to stoke the flames. You won't have any disappointments. What's the problem? Just leave it there. Says the Ramah, that opinion is legitimate. However, the Ramah says, if you need to, b'di'eved, in a case where you have no other choice, you could rely on this. But says the Ramah, don't make this a practice. In other words, b'di'eved really means if you've done it already, it's fine. If the guy keeps coming to ask the rabbi every week, if it's okay, that's when he starts saying no. At this point, it's no good anymore.
What's the difference between whether it's the same night or the next day?
The difference is that when, generally speaking, when a person wants to have his food for the suda on Friday night, there is that chashash that we're worried about, that it won't be ready in time. In other words, he miscalculated the time. So he thought that if he leaves it like this, it's very hot, it will sit with the heat, it's wrapped in something which generates more heat, it will continue to cook, it will be ready in time for the meal. Now, a person comes home from shul, and he has guests, and he unwraps the pot, and he sees that he was wrong, and the food's not ready, and he has a whole table of people waiting there for his delicious roast that he was talking about all week, and it's just not ready, so it could be, with all that pressure, he'll lose himself and start raising the flame. However, if he's planning on serving it tomorrow for lunch, it's a good 16 hours from now. It's got plenty of time to sit there, and chances are it will be ready in time. You won't have to worry that he's going to go ahead and stoke the flames. That's the difference. When it came to leaving a pot on top of the fire, we saw that if the food is raw, where a person indicates that he's not planning on eating it tonight because it won't be ready in time, that's fine. So the question is, maybe you should have a similar thing by Atmana. If you're planning on eating it tomorrow, then maybe it should be fine because you're not going to raise the flame. You're not going to do anything.
It's all about the flame.
What?
It's all about the flame.
It's all about the flame.
That's the only thing we're worried about.
Yeah, that's what we're worried about here.
If you take your pot off the stove, and you put it like on the counter and you wrap it in a towel, it's not going back in the flame.
Right, so that's what we're talking about, Dover HaMaisav Hevel. In a towel, it's really, leaving your pot in a towel until tomorrow is really, it's really a very bad idea. I don't know if I'd want to eat in your house if your food is sitting on the counter all night in a towel. But if you wrapped it in something which is actually going to generate more heat, it continues that very slow boil. All you need is that it's at the right temperature and it continues cooking. So that's really all you need. So maybe that would be, if you're planning on leaving it till noon tomorrow, so you got plenty of time for that, maybe that should be fine. So Shmuel Aleket says yes. Says the Ramah, but the evidence is fine. If you did it, it's fine. However, don't make a habit out of it. That's the way we're going to pass it here. Okay, now we have to get off on a little bit of a, I don't know if it's a tangent, but we have to analyze. I wasn't sure if I wanted to do this enough, but I think it's ultimately very important. Rashi, in the beginning of Parakira, on a mission we discussed numerous times, Rashi says something very, very bizarre. And I didn't mention it up until now because I didn't want to get into that whole lumdisha discussion, but it comes to be very, ultimately ends up being very important in Atmana. And we'll read it and we'll see why I'm saying it. We learned this Mishnah. You know what? I just jumped the gun. I think we should do it anyway. The way I put the sources together, I didn't do that Rashi until later. But let's do it, and we'll come back to this later. Yeah. So just remind me that we didn't do so, from starting from source number 14. We're skipping a little bit, and we're going to come back to this. This idea that I'm skipping over here is the idea of Masa Kavala. It's going to discuss the concept of Maisa Hevel. We're going to end up branching off. At this point, we only have two different categories. There's Davar Maisa Hevel, Davar She'eino Maisa Hevel. And that's something which is Masa Kavala. It gives heat off upwards. It gives off heat more than just what's entrapped in it. It gives off heat which goes higher. We're gonna see that that's a worse category, but I first want to get to this source number 24. We have a Mishnah which we've seen numerous times. It's a Mishnah which is very unclear what it's talking about, but it starts with saying Kira. Source number 24. The Mishnah says Kira shisikua bekasha begvava. You have a oven which has been fueled with kasha begvava. Notice on the top shelf it has straw inside. You're allowed to put a pot of food on top of that stove. Why? Because there's not going to be any coals, nothing to worry about. You won't stoke it. If your oven is fueled with gefes or etzim, with either wood or the leftovers from your olive press, you can't put the pot there until you do grufa ketumah. Now we discussed extensively what layitay means. When's that talking about? Is that erev Shabbos? Is that on Shabbos? That's something that we're going to leave off the table for now. But look at Rashi. Rashi says you can't put a pot there ad sheyigrif, until you do grufa ketumah. Says Rashi, you know what grufa ketumah is going to help? Grufa ketumah means that you'll empty out the coals from the oven or you'll cover them. Says Rashi, ad sheyigrif hagecholam, until you will shovel out the coals from the oven. Why mishum demaisav hevel? Because the coals give off heat. So now, but this right away should throw us all off. Maisav hevel. Who's talking about maisav hevel when it comes to Shehiyah? That whole mission was talking about leaving a pot on top of a stove. Of course it's maisav hevel. It's a stove. It's an oven. That's what it's supposed to do. What is Rashi bringing the concept of maisav hevel into Shehiyah? What's he talking about? Of course it's maisav hevel. Who would have thought that when it comes to Shehiyah, leaving a pot of food on a fire from before Shabbos, there would be a problem, that the oven that you're using is going to be maisav hevel. Of course it's maisav hevel. That's where you left it, on the stove. I mean, imagine someone tells you can't use a crock pot because you can't leave a pot of soup on the flame on Erev Shabbos because the flame is maisav hevel. Of course it's maisav hevel. What's the problem? But from this Rashi, we see a very, very important concept, how Rashi understood the whole idea of Shehiyah. And if you look at the Ran, the Ran right away he looks at this and he says, "Pirush Rashi zamashim the Moshe Pavla." He explains, "Shehu zal Rashi mefarish zeh perek af batmana." Rashi understood that Shehiyah and Atmana are really identical. It's the exact same thing; it just looks different. And he explains that, you know, at the end of Perek Bamem Adlikin, it talks about Atmana, which is, in other words, the end of the second Perek Masechta Shabbos, it talks about Atmana. At the beginning of the fourth Perek in Shabbos, it's talking about Atmana. So Rashi saw another Perek in the middle. Rashi said, "Oh, it must be one continuation." That's how Rashi understood it. It's one long topic discussing Atmana. I underlined that actually. Because of Haraz is Rabbeinu Zrachia, otherwise known as the Baal Ma'ar. Because of Haraz, Halevi, Shemashi, Seel the Rashi, Zalafarish, Zaparak, Batmano, Bipnesha, Ra'a, Parak Kira bein Shtei HaTmarei Seif B'mem HaLikin T'chilas B'mem HaTaymanin. However, the Ran himself disagrees. He says, Elavada Ikrin Shal Dvarim, it's underlined at the end, K'divri Rabbeinu Haigoyin V'Rabbeinu Chananazal Shepirshu T'achalei Arina Batmona Klal Elakigoyin Shakaderi Yoshevus Lakisi Barzal U'kiyotz V'zeh O'yishahoy Toli B'avonim Sh'ein Shulia K'dera Noigim B'guchal. So that line is a very, very important line, especially to the Sfardim. And we're going to see why it's especially important to the Sfardim, because the Mechaber is going to paskin like this. But look at what the Ran says. The Ran argues with Rashi. He says, Rashi, you're incorrect. You're right at the end of the second parak of Masechta Shabbos, it talks about Hatmana. And you're right at the beginning of the fourth parak of Masechta Shabbos, it talks about Hatmana. But that has nothing to do with the third parak. The third parak is not talking about Hatmana. How does the Ran explain that? He says as follows. In the third parak, Shehiyah, which the third parak discusses Shehiyah, leaving a pot on the flame from before Shabbos, it's not talking about Atmana. Ella, rather, what's the case talking about? Again, Shehakader Yosheves Akise Barzel, the pot is sitting on an iron or steel chair, Ukayotzebai, or it's sitting atop of stones. The bottom of the pot is not touching coals. So this is mind-boggling. According to the Ran, Shehiyah is talking about a case where the pot is not touching coals. However, if the pot was touching coals, that would be Hatmana. Now that really flies in the face of everything we've been saying. Hatmana means to wrap a pot. It's a very big difference between having the bottom of a pot sitting in some coals and having a pot completely surrounded in coals. Why is the Ran saying, Rashi, you're incorrect to say that this parak is talking about Atmana? No, it's talking about a case where the pot is not touching coals at all. Let's say it was touching coals. That would be Atmana? The answer is, according to Rashi and according to the Ran, yes. Rashi and the Ran are of the opinion that Atmana does not need to be fully enclosed inside the coals. Simply having the bottom of a pot touching the coals, according to Rashi, that is Hatmana. According to the Ran as well, because the Ran doesn't argue on that. The Ran could have easily chosen a much easier argument by saying, this case is talking about a case where the pot is not entirely wrapped. Rather, he doesn't take that route. He doesn't argue on Rashi that way. He argues on Rashi by saying, it's talking about where it's not touching the coals at all. So both the Ran and Rashi are of the opinion that if the bottom of the pot is touching coals, that is Hatmana. A very, very important point. The Torah.
So according to that, there's no Ein Mos Hevel option.
Why?
Because you're saying it's only Hatmana if the coals are touching. If the Mos
Hevel, not only Hatmana. They're not limiting Hatmana. They're making Hatmana even worse.
I'm saying that it's not called Hatmana unless the coals are touching.
Everyone's going to agree that it's not Hatmana unless it's touching. The question is how much has to be touching. We always understood that it has to be touching the whole pot. It has to be surrounding the whole thing. Now we just found out from Rashi and the Ran that simply having the bottom of your pot sitting inside some coals, that's called Hatmana. That's a tremendous chiddush. Says the Torah, source number 27, it's in Siman Reish Nun Gimel. V'shihu zeh, now he's describing, this is Siman Reish Nun Gimel, which discusses the halachas of Shehiyah. He explains, v'shihu zeh, ein atmana. Leaving a pot from before Shabbos on the flame is not the same thing as atmana. Ella, what's it talking about? In kisei shel barzel, it's like a kind of a tripod. V'akaderi yoshevas alav, if a person does atmana, he calls atmana al gabi gachalim. Divri hakol aser the kamo atmana b'davar mesehevel filim b'adim aser. The Torah passings like this, Torah passings like Rashi, and like the Ran, that if the bottom of your pot is merely touching the coals, you're out. That's atmana. The only shehiyah that would work, the only time you're allowed to leave a pot of food on top of a fire, if it's suspended off of the coals where the bottom of the pot is not touching it. Says the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef goes through this back and forth, but he quotes the first part that I underlined by Mordechai. Bereish parakira, kasav b'shem ar zerua, demutu lahashes hakder agavi gechala mamish. However, he dismisses it. So Beis Yosef quotes, now we have a Mordechai b'shem ar zerua, so we have some rishonim who we can quote who are going to argue explicitly on this opinion of the Ran and Rashi. The Mordechai, who's quoting the Ar Zeruah, they're both of the opinion that even if the bottom of the pot is touching the coals, it's still not considered hatmana unless it's fully wrapped. Nevertheless, the Beis Yosef dismisses it. So the Beis Yosef, the opinion of the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch, we're going to see that very soon, he is of the opinion that if the bottom of the pot is touching coals, it's considered hatmana, it's considered wrapped, and the Mordechai B'Shem Ar Zeruah disagrees. Darkei Moshe, authored by the Ramah, who generally the Ashkenazim follow, right there on that in that simon, he writes very simply, happens to be that Darkei Moshe was written in two different ways, the Darkei Moshe HaKatzer and the Darkei Moshe HaAruch. So it's interesting because in my Shulchan Aruch that I always used, it only has the Aruch. So it's a very long piece on the side. And I was looking for it on my computer to put it on the source sheet. I couldn't find it. It was missing. I see. I noticed I only had the Darkei Moshe HaKatzer there, but it's much easier for us for our purposes because if you look at it, he gets straight to the point. It's Aruch and he says, "Dalei mikra atmana elakishemichasei ulamayla." Says the Darkei Moshe, the Ramah. He just responds to the Beis Yosef. That's not atmana. The fact that you have the bottom of a pot sitting in coals, that's not considered atmana. It's not wrapped. It's touching something hot, but it's not wrapped. So now we have a machlekes between the Ran and Rashi on one side to say if the bottom of a pot is touching coals, it's considered wrapped. We have the opinion of the Mordechai and the Ar Zeruah on the other side saying it's only wrapped, it's only considered atmana if it's fully wrapped. The split ends up going between. The truth is, the Torah is also on the side of the. He's also a Rishon. He's on the side of the Ran and Rashi. We have a split now between the Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe. Darkei Moshe paskins like the Mordechai and the Ar Zeruah. The pot has to be fully wrapped according to the Beis Yosef, all you have to have is that the bottom is touching. That's already, it's a problem. The Bach as well, he goes with the Darkei Moshe. I underlined it. Avo k'shamayim en akder al gavi gecholam. V'akderi hi megula, v'ein et tmuna b'shem kisa b'zeh kasa v'mordechai al Hashem or Zeruah. L'hatu k'ma shenu oysen b'er Shabbos. Shonu mashen akder al gavi gecholam. Ad sheboi m'beis ha-knesses. V'haynu l'minageinu shenoygin k'chananya. So he writes clearly that our minig has been like the Mordechai and the Ar Zeruah. And he writes at the end clearly, he sums it up, Havakadera Megula, Hafilo Agavi Gechola Mamish, an open pot on the top. If the top is open, it's not wrapped. Hafilo Agavi Gechola Mamish, Ein Bezu Atmana Umutr Lechananya. That's not considered Atmana, and that's going to be Mutter. Kamaisha Kasav Ar Zeruah, Udaloi Kamaisha Kasav Besosiv Leel. So the Bach and Simeration of Zion, he also goes with the opinion of the Ramah, goes with the opinion of the Darkei Moshe, who goes with the opinion of the Mordechai in the name of Ar Zeruah. The pot has to be fully wrapped in order for there to be a problem of Atmana. If it's not fully wrapped, no problem.
This is much better if you had a cover on the pot, it would be awesome.
I believe what he's talking about, not simply a lid of the pot, it has to be the top is wrapped as well. We'll see that. I think it's more clear in the Ramah. Now how is this brought down in Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch, which most of the time would follow the trajectory that's already set forth in the Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe, Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Gimel Aleph. That, remember, that was that very, very long sif in Siman Reish Gimel. So we didn't read through the whole thing. We read the important parts. Now we're going to pull this little snippet out with regard to Hatmana, v'chol zeh b'inyan shah, sh'akder yoshevas al kisei shel barzel, oyal gabi avonim v'inyan negas b'gecholim. Avol hatmana gabi gecholim d'rei kol aser. The Mechaber, paskins, that if you have the bottom of a pot touching coals, that's Hatmana and it's aser. Says the Ramah, v'yesh ermed afilu im akdero emedes agabi eish mamish, kol zmachi megula l'mayla, lo imikri hatmana. I believe megula l'mayla, the way I'm understanding it, we can discuss this afterwards if you want, doesn't mean that there's no lid on the pot. It means that the top part of the food is not wrapped. That would not be a problem of Hatmana. That would be okay. So now that's basically where we end up. We have Machlekes, Mechaber, and the Ramah. And now, just note, it's already getting late. The Chazon Ish disagrees in sources number 32 and 33. Well, maybe we'll go through them in more detail next time. The Chazon Ish disagrees with the Ramah, and he says he has no raya to what he's saying, and he wants to say that the Mechaber would be right. And if the bottom of the pot is touching coals, that would be atmana. So now let's just ask a simple question, because we have to get this out of the way before Shabbos. If that's the case, that if the bottom of the pot is touching coals, does that mean that according to Sfardim, you can't use a plata? Does that mean if you have a chalim pot, let's say you have that, we're not going to talk about inserts now, because the chalim pot which has an insert has a whole different discussion, which Shlomo Zalman is going to tell us we can't use those. We're going to have to discuss that at length. But ultimately, we have to ask ourselves a question. Let's say you have like that base, that the element on the bottom. You have a pot that sits on top. According to the Mechaber, you shouldn't be able to use that. That should be similar to the bottom of the pots and the coals. Now, according to the Ashkenazim, that should be fine. The Ramah is Mekel. But according to the Mechaber, according to the Sfardim, you can't use that. So the answer is that it's not a problem. Why is it not a problem? Shlomo Zalman writes this in Mincha Shleima. And I also heard this when I was in Eretz Yisrael. I heard this b'shem, Rebbe Tzion Abishol, who was one of the big Sfardi Paiskim. He said, at minimum, it has to be that it's going into something. Just merely sitting on top of a surface that's hot, that's not what they're talking about. It has to be that it's inside the coals, at least for something. I copied it. I had the tshuva here. Right? When I went to copy the papers, I didn't want to copy those tshuvas at the end because we weren't going to get to it tonight anyway. But it's clear in the Mincha Shleima that even according to the Sfardim, it would be fine for a person to leave a pot on the top of a hot plate. It would be fine to use a type of crock pot. However, if a person indeed does have coals, that could pose a problem. And I've heard the same thing, b'shem Rabbi Avadia. And I guess you guys are not machmer on that, are you? So I believe that's because of all the paiskim from the way I understand it. They reject this. They as much as they go with the psak of the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch that you don't have to have a hatmana on all the sides in order for it to be an issue. They still do understand that it has to be that it's in something. It's going down into the coals. I don't know what the shear would be, but it has to be that it's inside coals, like it's buried to a certain extent.
The Chazon Ish would agree with that also.
I think so. I think he would have to agree with that. Because the Chazon Ish's problem, I didn't do it inside, but the Chazon Ish's problem is that he doesn't like the raya that the Ramah brings. The Ramah brings a raya, and he rejects the raya.
He would go like the Mechaber.
But if the Paiskim are saying that even according to the Mechaber, it's fine. As long as it's not buried in something, then... I believe they do, yeah, sure, yeah. I believe they do.
But not because of Hatmana.